QST, QST, QST. This is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday Net at 1900 hours local time on the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club repeater. 147.330 megahertz, a plus offset of 600 kilohertz, and a PL of 131.8. This net is conducted every Tuesday at 1900 hours, conditions permitting. This repeater is solely owned, operated, and maintained by the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club. We wish to thank the BBARC for the use of the repeater for this net. The purpose of this net is to provide and promote technical knowledge, education, and information of amateur radio, a gateway to spark interest in various aspects of amateur radio communications. Before I begin, is there any emergency or priority traffic? Please call KF6Q. Hearing none, are there any bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KF6Q. All right, hearing none, want to remind everybody that the upcoming Saturday is the Big Bear Amateur Radio Club meeting at the Fire Station in Big Bear Lake. Meeting starts at 6:30 with refreshments and all that good stuff. So guests are welcome. Come on by. All right. Topic of this evening, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about the new ISS supply ship that went up. Pretty cool, neat thing, and a couple little neat things here about tracking the ISS. Then we're going to move on to IRLP, Echolink's twin brother. Well, not really a twin, but anyway, was it the good child and the bad child? No, wait a minute. Okay, we're not going to go there. All right. Starting from the top here of the list. We're going to check in Mark real quick here. Mark, you want to check in from Manteca, W6MRK.
Yeah, good evening, Tom. KF6Q and the group, possibly. W6MRK, feeling a bit cloudy and possibly going to be soggy Manteca again. I was expecting rain all day today, but it's been very, very poor in showing. But otherwise, checking in. Signal sounds good, and hope things are going well down there. W6MRK.
Okay, Mark, as I see, there's nobody else on Echolink, so we'll proceed with our normal list here. WB6CLZ, Mike.
Good evening, Tom and the net, and good to hear you down up there, Mark. This is WB6CLZ in Placentia.
Thanks for checking in there, Mike. Appreciate that. And I'll bet you there's somebody close by. How about WB6CIN? Cindy.
Good evening, Tom. This is WB6CIN.
Okay, Cindy, well, thanks for checking in. As usual, your signal's always better than Mike's. Hi. All right. How about KA6CIA? George from Lucerne.
Good evening, Tom. KA6CIA.
Good evening, George. Glad to have you out there this evening, and hopefully all the weather is getting better down there for you like it is for us up here. KJ6ACS, Mike. Hey, nothing heard there. Real quick, over to WA6ITC, Rod.
Hey, from Lake Williams, and we're here tonight. WA6ITC, and hello to everybody.
Hey, Rod. Hey, sorry I wasn't over there to help you with that. I was actually waiting for you to check back with me. Hi. And anyway, see you tomorrow. KJ6FIL, Mike from Redlands.
Good evening, KJ6FIL.
Okay, Mike, glad to have you out there. I think we got a lot of beautiful weather in store for both of us. KJ6KDL and KJ6KDK. Don't see them on Echolink yet. They were going to try that in a little bit later. So we will move on down to KI6IQA. Kelly. And nothing heard. How about WB6PBZ? Ray, are you out there? Nothing heard. How about N6BOP and from Pomona? Nothing heard. K6GVL, Ron from Green Valley.
Good evening, Tom and the net. This is Ron, K6GVL from Green Valley Lake.
Hey, Ron. Glad to have you out there, and hope the weather's getting good for you, too, out there. AD6PL, Harold from Riverside.
Good evening, AD6PL.
Good evening, Harold, and hope everything is good with you. How about K6LCS? Clint, are you out there from Harupa Valley? And nothing heard. How about KJ6PYV? Dave.
Good evening, Tom, everyone on the net. KJ6PYV.
Thanks for being out there, Dave, from Sugarloaf. And see, I think we're still waiting for the comeback here, homecoming of Judith and Ken. So I'll move on down to, let's see, K6YNW, Chris. Nothing heard. How about W6POO? Chip.
And good evening, Tom. This is the Tech Tuesday group, W6POO, repaired in here.
Hey, Chip, how's the weather down there in Palm Springs?
Let's see, look out the window here. It's clear, a little dust in the sky. The wind's blowing about, I'm going to guess, 5, maybe 10 knots, and from about northwest, W6POO.
Hey, Chip, glad to have you with us this evening. How about KD6LAN Bill? And nothing heard. How about AE6CK, Victor? That's unusual. How about KA6ROD, Ron?
Good evening, everyone. KA6ROD.
Good evening there, Rod. I know your weather is the same as mine. You're about due west of me, about, what, a mile or two. KB6LTY, Christy from Apple Valley. Nothing heard. How about AE6TV, Hans? All right, and let's see. I do believe that is the list as I have it. I'm sure I forgot somebody. Anybody else would like to check in, please come back.
K9AOG, Stephen in Long Beach.
K9AOG, Stephen, how you doing this evening? Thanks for checking in. Anybody else?
W6CYS.
W6CYS, John, our guest, no, wait a minute, going to be permanent resident. Glad to have you out there. Anybody else? All right, anybody can jump in there any point in time with any comments, questions, or suggestions. Mike, what is our usual DX report, sunspot activity? Anything happening out there?
Well, we're not going to call it a DX report from this end. Things continue the way they are. Not much going on. We had a contest going on over the weekend, and I worked a couple of DX stations. Nothing spectacular. Most of it going on 20 meters. But sunspot report. We got a puny sunspot count number of 56 with a solar flux index of 102 solar flux unit. MUF's getting in the 20 megahertz range, about where our maximum usable frequency in 20 to 21. Not real high. Things are kind of poopy, but that's all I've got to report. Let's see if somebody else has dug anything out of the woodwork and had any good DX out there. Back to you, Tom.
Okay, Mike, anybody else out there, any DX report, please come back.
K6BB.
I think K6BB had something, but they stay quiet a lot. All right, well, Mike, evidently that's pretty much what's going around out there. Neat kind of thing here. I don't hear Quinn out there this evening, but as we have shut down our shuttle launches and the shuttle program has come to an end, of course, we still have the ISS up there. I don't know if a lot of people are aware, the ATV, which is, yes, the all-terrain vehicle of the sky, basically is a supply ship, completely unmanned and robotic, and we have ATV-3, third one, just launched the other day, and of course is now docked up with the ISS as they're unloading it. Pretty cool stuff out there. If you go to space.com, not space weather, but space.com, you'll find some interesting pics they have of the whole launch. The launch itself, of course, is done down at French Guiana. I hope I said that right. And pretty neat, kind of a down there on the northern tip of South America. Let me reset. So anyway, pretty cool stuff. And of course, it's hooked up with that. There are some sightings of the space shuttle coming up. Not space shuttle, space station, sorry, habit. The ISS is still being seen in the morning hours, usually between 5 and 6 a.m. In our area here, starting with, I believe, April 2nd, almost every day. I think the 3rd, there was no sighting on the 3rd, but for the whole week. So if you want to get up that early, of course, the usual sites for showing the exact time and crossing over and what angles is still out there valid. Of course, at this point in time, like I said, it does have this ATV. Not thinking that you're going to be able to see that up there, but pretty cool. Maybe when it breaks away, maybe we'll have some more stuff. All right, anyway, pretty neat stuff here with the IRLP. Now, we've done Echolink. Echolink, in a real short form, Echolink usually starts from a computer. If you're on Echolink, you're starting from a computer, and you may go through, of course, through the internet to another computer. That computer could also be linked, like ours is here, to our repeater, which gets you out there over the air. And of course, this is all over the world this way. Let me reset. IRLP, very similar. However, IRLP generally starts off from a radio instead of a computer. It also, with a radio, you're going to be connecting to a node. Like if we would do that through our repeater right now, where the repeater is set up as a node here. However, you can have that without a repeater. So they're very similar. Except that that Echolink usually starts with the operator at a computer. IRLP generally starts with the operator at a radio, linking to somebody else's radio who's hooked into a computer, and of course through a node someplace else. Let me reset. Well, Mike, as we are pulling from, if I can find it here, this current month, April, neat stuff involving IRLP about some good conferencing, but let's start with that article on page 70, and it's IRLP. What is it?
IRLP, Internet Radio Linking Project. And then, like you stated, basically you start out with your HT. Say you're out in the field with your HT. You've gotten permission from the IRLP owner of the node that you're going to use, and you know where you want to go. So I've never used it myself, so I am a beginner. I am a learner here at the same time, and that's some of the best ways to learn is by just digging in and finding out how it works. So anyway, I guess that you have to make contact. They call it handshaking with the particular mode. It also talks about some topic channels, but that's another thing. We'll get into the IRLP. Basically voice over internet protocol like Skype or VIOP telephones, I think. Magic Jack, or there's a couple of those around right now. But as far as actually connecting and doing the dirty work, I don't really understand how that works, Tom. Fill me in.
Well, I know if you're hooked into Echolink and you'll see what's out there and available, and I think it's, what is there, like 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, it varies from time to time. And there's over 3,000 nodes listed if you also go out to the IRLP status. So there's actually, there's quite a few of both out there. You know, you've got kind of two options there. But like you say, with IRLP, now here would be an example. I believe they have that set up at Keller. The Keller having an internet link at the repeater or thereabouts, essentially you would connect through that repeater through the IRLP node that it has, to, and then you punch in whatever you have to punch in to connect to another node. So essentially it's linking you, and it can link you to another it could be an individual or a conference, like we have here on our Echolink. Essentially, we can have a conference. We can have more than one person. We can actually have as many as the internet uplink here allows, and it actually is close to 20. But let me reset. You know, as usual, of course, if you visit www.irlp.net, I'm going to give you a whole lot of information and all the what's and whatnots you're going to have to get up and running with that. So it is a little bit different. You know, and it's either way, you're going to be using the internet with your conversation. And you're going to be actually using a link up with one or more radios too. So, pretty much in a nutshell, Mike, that's it. But I think you know what you said there was kind of important. You have to have the permission or whatever to use somebody's radio and link. And I'm assuming if somebody's got this set up, that they're pretty much expecting that. Back to you.
Tom, I just wonder if there's anybody on frequency that actually regularly uses IRLP, and I would think that once you connect, then you must use your touchtone pad. You must use something to establish which node that you want to go to, and then lock in. You know, I know how to do that on Echolink here, but maybe we could call for somebody and see if there's somebody that actually uses this and can give us a little idea on how it actually works.
Good idea. Is anybody out there who has used IRLP in the past? I know I have not. And I know we used to have one of our participants, Guy Adams, used to, I think the last time we talked about it, he was rather familiar with that. Anybody else out there with information that can assist us here this evening?
KJ6RAY.
KJ6RAY. Ray, how you doing? Go ahead.
Good evening, Tom. Yes, in my other group, the Papa System, we have a lot of IRLPs linked on our different repeaters. And like in our repeater system, we use a touchtone enabled to access the IRLP. And when, for example, you want to access the node of Japan, you will have to, we have an activate code that we use, and then dial the node of a node in Japan. And that's where we get in touch to the other repeater, which has that node, and then we'll be able to talk to whoever we want to contact. It's not only Japan, but a lot of countries that we can do that. We also are going to have that, we also have the Echolink system that you don't need a radio to get in touch to the Echolink. So the only difference between the IRLP and the Echolink you don't need a radio, but the IRLP you need a radio. Back to you.
Well, Ray, I think that's probably one of the best explanations that anybody can come up with, and that's, thank you very much for that information. So essentially, the input to the first node, you still need an activation code, which pretty much just is going to say, hey, now I want you to listen to me, and, you know, and I would imagine that's an individual radio site. Are those nodes ever actually set up through a repeater? I believe they are. I mean, I think Keller is set that way. Do you see very many repeaters set up with the IRLP?
Yes, all of them are set up with different kinds of repeaters. And like ours, most of all our repeaters have the IRLP. And you have the access code to activate and an access code to deactivate after use. And we can always, if we don't want to disturb the link, because all our repeaters are linked together, we can put down one repeater to act as a standalone and then use the IRLP.
Well, that's incredible. And I know Ray and everybody else out there listening on the net, they have something called a reflector, where, let's say, if you're out there connected through one node, many nodes can connect to a reflector, which is a node itself. And these reflectors, I believe, can have up to 10 channels. So you can actually pick a node and actually a specific channel of that node and actually have a conference. It'd be kind of like having a conference room without the conference room. And that's called a reflector. And that's pretty interesting. One thing that, and we may get into this if we have time, there is a group set up to utilize a lot of this free time out there and bandwidth that's not being used to actually have a topic reflector channel or node where people are talking about a specific subject. Ray, have you ever been involved with anything like that? This is something, I think it's rather new. I'm not sure how old it is. This is also in the same article. Have you ever experienced that?
Yes, we use a reflector on D-Star. We have a D-Star repeaters also. And we use the reflector on D-Star actually Tuesday and Thursdays that we have a conference on D-Star on using a reflector. And this is not only nationwide, but worldwide. So the Thursdays are topics where it's all technical, purely technical, and it's nice to listen and to join that session on the reflectors.
And Ray, I don't know this for a fact, but I guess that there's about any number of different people can join in on that reflector, even if all you want to do is listen.
It's unlimited, you know. You can always get to that reflector and join in. You can transmit and everything because we set up the reflectors on that so that those who cannot access on the radio, on the regular repeater, they can access the reflector and be on the repeater itself.
Well, that's pretty fantastic. like I said, with IRLP and Echolink, both have different features. And I think IRLP's got quite a few that Echolink does not have, and they're both good. And I think here, as I'm kind of looking through this one article, that these topics, pretty neat topics to have, and a lot of them are technical. Some of them are just basically nothing to do with radio, just topic of the day. Because quite often on our QSOs, we talk about the weather, and how's my signal, and what equipment are you using, and after that, you know, we have to get a little more creative. So they may have something about Civil War, or they may have something, you know, our Civil War, or just something about history, or maybe it's something to do with mountain climbing. Could be anything. Well, fantastic, Ray. I appreciate all that help.
You're most welcome, and good evening to everybody. KJ6RY, we'll be listening.
KJ6RY, always glad to have you listening. Is there anybody else out there with anything to add with IRLP? Please come back.
KJ6TAE.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Jeff and Mojave. Just a quick question. When you connect to the reflector, is your local repeater then hearing all the traffic on all the repeaters connected to that reflector? Can you explain that a little more specifically?
Well, Jeff, I'm thinking that if you're using a repeater, you know, as that node, then I'd say yes. Probably all that traffic would be coming through the repeater. This is where a lot of the nodes to connect into IRLP generally will be a single individual's radio. It gets to be an issue there, yes. Of course, that would tie up a repeater. We have quite a few times we have people on ours with Echolink that have a round table with people on the air, as well as many people that are on Echolink. So it wouldn't be a lot different from that, but I guess you would have to keep in mind that if you are going to be using a repeater to connect through that you are tying up that repeater. I would say that that's got to be public. It's pretty much the public information line out there with that. Back to you, Jeff.
Okay, that explains that. I have used Keller Peak to connect to a node in Arizona. This was about 2 months ago, and it worked successfully. You get a message that says link active. A couple weeks after that, I tried it again and got an error message, and I tried it again a few days ago and got no message at all. I'm not sure if anybody else knows the status of Keller, but as of 2 months ago, it worked, and recently has not been.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Jeff. I know we do have a guy that's normally out there. I didn't hear him out there this evening. Kelly, KI6IQA, does a lot of work on the Keller site for Dennis, who's the trustee. And if there was something there happening with that, I can actually, get some information from him and find out. Maybe have that, for everybody next week. But I don't know if Kelly's out there now. I'll stand clear just for a bit in case he is. KF6Q and the group. Okay, I don't hear him out there, so evidently doesn't have his radio on. Anyway, I know that there's a lot there that, of course, has to be, done in public information. One cool thing, though, I think about Echolink here is that, and I can see here as the SysOp, who's connected and who's not, and a lot of these people that connect in may not even use the audio through the repeater. However, they can text to each other through the little text bar, which is kind of cool. So they're out there all listening in on the repeater, but they're actually not using the repeater, but they are, they're using this node to connect to each other. So actually, what I have here as the sysop for the Big Bear Echolink system essentially is that. It's right now I'm operating as a node, per se, that everybody can actually connect to. And even if it's texting or audio through the repeater, works pretty cool. So, you know, they both have a lot of neat features. I think the best is that whatever is the best that does not overutilize or over monopolize, you know, say public repeaters, or like ours is an open repeater. We don't want to have it tied up for hours and hours, but you know, whatever is acceptable. Anyway, okay, anybody else out there with any questions or thoughts about IRLP and comparison to Echolink, please come back.
I have a question.
You're the co-net host guy. You're not supposed to have... Go ahead.
No, I'm the one that has more questions than anybody. Hey, from what I'm reading here, and I did a little work on the internet too, I'm beginning to think that all of these reflectors are in the background, because what it does is it takes packets, and it sounds like the packets are kind of like our tone that you don't hear, you know, when we activate the repeater here. And I wish somebody could clarify that. I wish maybe Ray knows or somebody else. But it sounds like that's all in the background. If you're talking to a reflector with, well, say, five guys on it, or five or six guys, and they're not hearing you on the repeater, and that's the way I read it. Ray, maybe you could come back and enlighten us on that, or somebody else might have some information on that. I've just never used this mode, so I'm not really sure of how it works.
Let me just say one thing, and then I'll turn it over to Ray real quick. Yeah, Mike, the reflector is actually a computer. And of course, because everything is VOI, voice over internet protocol, VOIP, essentially all the nodes connect via computer. And so the reflector itself is a node, which is a computer. And that node may or may not be, but most likely is not, broadcast over a radio. Simply, it's just a connection point. Ray, does that sound correct, or have I got it all messed up?
Yeah, that's correct. The reflector is only in the background. We use the reflectors in order to link repeaters if we want to use the repeaters for let's say just for the session itself, because most people who don't have access, like on the D-Star, don't have access to a D-Star radio, but they have the let's say the DV dongle. They can use the computer and connect to these reflectors so that they can be connected also to the different repeaters, just like what we do on the Echolink. We can use the computer to connect to the Echolink. But the difference is, in D-Star, you need a small gadget which is called a DV dongle, so that you can connect to D-Star reflectors or D-Star repeaters. And that's the explanation to it.
Alrighty, well, I'm familiar with the dongle thing that you have to add in there to connect in. Well, Mike, I think that's pretty clear. I cleared it up for me. Any other questions there, Mr. WB6CLZ?
I think I've got it. Well, I'm on a computer reflector, so I mean for the Elecraft. So I get all of the emails and everything that comes off of it, but it's a Yahoo group. So basically, it's the same thing. Over only we can actually do that with an HT. I think that's kind of cool.
You know, and for everybody out there, like I said, there's a ton of information on www.irlp.net, and that's their home site. A lot of stuff there, just like we have the Echolink home site. A lot of good things there. You can even have listen in live. So if you got a computer and you want to look that up, a lot of fun to play around with that stuff. And just one more aspect of ham radio. Anybody else out there, any comments or questions, please come back to KF6Q.
This is WA6FIZ. I just want you to know I'm listening as a guest this evening.
Oh, Mickey, glad to have you out there. WA6FIZ, glad you could listen in. Anybody else out there, any questions or comments on IRLP and Echolink and the similarities and dissimilarities? I think we've covered a lot of this evening, actually, as a, for a, what I call IRLP 101, getting started. But anyway, Mike, pretty cool stuff. A lot of good stuff to experiment with. Hopefully our DX does get a little bit better. And I'm not sure how long the ATV-3 will be up there with the ISS. Pretty cool. One thing we may explore in the upcoming weeks is that the AMSAT group actually has a field day of their own with satellites, more than just the simple one satellite contact with it that we do. So good information there. Go to amsat.net or .com. I forget which. I think it's amsat.com. Anyway, all right, Mike, going to wrap it up there. I think we've covered what we had to cover here. Anything to add before we do?
Well, not much. Got to get in and try this one of these days. And hopefully one of these days the BBARC repeater that we're talking on now will have IRLP capabilities, and we'll be able to try that out. Back to you, Tom.
Yeah, and you know, actually, Mike, with the hardware that's already set up right here, it would be a matter of just simply, and I'm not going to say this is a shot from the hip, not much more than actually shutting off Echolink and activating the IRLP, of course, after everything is set up. So to actually run both would be possible. Of course, it would take another computer and another radio, so that would be kind of an interesting concept. But I know that it's something we can look at doing in the future. Maybe we'll look into that and see what we can come up with. Anybody else out there, any final comments for Tech Tuesday, please come back.
KJ6RY.
Yes, Ray, go ahead.
Yeah, maybe you could visit my website. It might help a lot of people. It's my call sign, KJ6RAY, .webs, that's WEBS, .com.
Okay, that's KJ6RAY, .webs, WEDS, .com, is that correct?
Yes, my call sign, Whiskey Echo Bravo Sierra .com.
Okay, Bravo, not Delta. Okay, got that. Okay, Whiskey Echo Bravo Sierra .com. Well, thanks, Ray. Appreciate that. And I think I'll do that myself. Anybody else out there with any other comments before we close the net?
KD6QLT, Palm Springs for a signal report, if you can, please.
Signal's good. Solid. Into the repeater. Anybody else out there, any comments before we close the net?
Thank you, KD6QLT, Palm Springs.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. Thanks for all the visitors. And Ray, thanks very much for all your help with the IRLP. Like I said, anybody who wants to visit his site, Kilo Juliet 6, Romeo Alpha Yankee dot Whiskey Echo Bravo Sierra dot com. And he's got some good information there, or IRLP.net, also their home site. Good surfing on the net there, good information. So, all right, well, QST, 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 this is Tom Fry, KF6Q, net control for the Tech Tuesday net. Closing the net at 1900 hours and 39 minutes, returning the repeater to normal use. Thanks again, everybody, for joining in, and we'll see you again next Tuesday at 1900 hours.